Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, live from Stamford. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So we are welcoming now Michael Moore, who is the president of Stamford Downtown. And they know everything that's happening. They're the ones making all the fun events happening in Stamford. And so, Michael, welcome to the show.
Melissa, thank you for having me. Yeah. I have to say this. What a cool job to have a diner tour throughout the state.
Right? I don't even know why my boss is paying me to do this, but I'm so glad that they do, because it's a blast.
Can I join you on this trip?
Absolutely.
I enjoy the diner myself.
Me too. And I love bringing the show out of the studio and into the community, which you guys are so connected. I mean, Stamford Downtown, your name is on everything.
Yes.
You guys do amazing, amazing work.
I think so.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, for sure.
Thank you.
I can tell you. I really do. You have a few events coming up.
We do.
Which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about the NHL for some reason. I want to know.
Anyone that meets me knows that I am a crazy sports fan.
Yes.
So I always start my conversations about sports. And I have a little birdie told me you're a huge NHL playoff
massive
fan.
I love me my hockey.
Are you upset the Bruins aren't still around?
No, because to be honest, I really didn't think we were even going to have a playoff run. So
yeah, sure,
I was okay. But I'm still into the playoff hockey. I mean, who saw the Vegas Knights sweeping the Avalanche? Are you kidding me?
I thought the Avalanche were going to go all the way.
Right? But I mean, I'm not upset about Mitch Marner. I don't like any of the Canadian teams just because I'm a Bruins fan. But I mean, Mitch Marner coming out on top. I'm loving that for him. I'm still rooting for the Hurricanes. I mean, they were the former Whalers. Come on now.
See, just a moment of silence. Oh, I grew up a Whalers fan, so it's a struggle to support the Carolina Hurricanes.
Really?
Best of luck for them. Best of luck for them.
I don't know. I'd rather see them win than Vegas again. I don't know.
True.
That's where I'm coming from. Okay. I don't know. I mean, listen, yeah. Who's your team? We didn't even talk about
that. It's interesting. I'm a huge New York Islanders fan.
Are you sad about the Bridgeport Islanders leaving?
Yes, I am, actually.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Believe it or not, the Columbus Blue Jackets. So I follow
both. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
Maybe as a Bruins fan, I do have a little bit of it. I don't have an issue because they have Charlie Coyle.
Yes.
Who I love.
Yep.
And I miss him so much. He was one of my favorite Bruins players, but, you know, I get it. I get it. It happens. I get it. That is so cool.
So there's your sports talk for the
day.
Wow.
I love that. Oh, whenever I can talk, especially hockey. Oh, man. You are just pulling at my heartstrings. So does Stamford Downtown, though, I have to say.
Absolutely.
You guys pull at the heartstrings of so many in this great city.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. In fact, I have seen so many ads about Brews on Bedford.
Yes, Brews on Bedford. That's coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
It's one of our brand events. It's going to be at Latham Park this Saturday from 2 to 5. Folks that get VIP tickets can come in as early as 1 o'clock. You can still get tickets at stamford-downtown.com. We're going to have over 16 breweries from around the region.
Amazing.
And my Kate Cook from my team does a wonderful job producing this. And the event has only grown over the years. So it's a great way to experience downtown, Bedford Street. And who doesn't like a brewery or two?
I mean, and we have such good ones all around here. So that's really cool. They're highlighted there.
Yeah. And then Einhorn from my team was telling me about a discount code, a promo code for anyone who is a listener to the show can actually go on and register and use the promo code Radio5. To get $5 off your ticket for Saturday. So come on down. They're going to go fast.
Wow.
They're going to go fast.
Radio 5. Don't forget that promo
Radio
code if
5.
You're listening.
Absolutely.
That is so cool. And I love how you say it. Stamford-downtown.
Yep. That's our website.
Love
you bet.
That.
Find anything about downtown at our website.
That's very true. And again, we've got Michael Moore here, who is the
president. Oh, yeah.
I got nervous there for a second. I was like, I don't want to say it and then get it wrong. Yes, you are the president of Stamford Downtown.
You bet.
You have some other really great events coming up that I want to make sure we highlight.
Yeah, so our organization, just as a context, our organization, what we do is we try to drive downtown demand to downtown, get people to engage and connect. You know, so much of it's been a struggle since COVID to get people out and about to connect. So we do a lot to invest in placemaking and events. So in addition to Brews on Bedford, we actually, talking about the sports theme, we are actually producing a campaign called Summer of Soccer because the World Cup.
Love that.
The World Cup is coming up.
We finally have a professional team in Connecticut.
Isn't that great?
I'm obsessed with it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
love this.
A global event starting June 11th, and we think downtown is a wonderful spot for you to come and enjoy whatever team you root for.
I love that.
You know? Yeah, the teams, when I look for a matchup other than the U.S., like, certainly going to root for the U.S., but, like, I always look for the cool flags and colors.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the match I'm going to watch.
Oh, yeah. So, I think my sister-in-law would kill me if I didn't say Brazil is our backup because she's from Brazil. Yeah,
okay.
Born
well,
and raised Brazil. So we know if it's not U.S., it's got to be Brazil for us.
And, keep it in the family.
Yeah, right?
But it's interesting. If you go to our website, again, stanford-downtown.com, what we're doing is we're organizing the restaurants and understanding which ones are going to host watch parties.
That's so cool.
We're going to put on deals. And we really want to get feet into the restaurants to watch the games. So we're going to put a really strong push on it. So it's called Summer of Soccer. So we're very excited about that.
I love that. And number three, want to make sure we highlight these.
Yeah, so a few things. I know that you talked to my friend PJ Kennedy, and there's going to be new concerts coming back to Mill River that we are a big supporter of. And I know they start in July. There's 3 weeks of them. They start in July and end in early August. You know, Ashante and Ja Rule are coming.
Just learned about that show this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be huge. Yes. And then our food fest, August 1st and 2nd. So we certainly support Mill River. It's a huge part of downtown. And then we invest in public art.
I was just going to say, you guys have, that's probably honestly, and this is the nerd in me, that is one of my favorite things you guys do are the public art installations. Yeah. I think it is honestly one of the coolest things ever, really.
So last year we did 26 pig sculptures.
Yep, you did. Yes, you did. They were really cute pigs. Yes.
And we got 26. There you go. My man loves it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
They're so cool. They're cool. You did cows 1 year.
Cows.
You guys have done so many. Duckling. I was just going to say they did ducks. Yeah, look at this. Paul knows. He's like, I know. Oh, it's so cool. It is.
I love hearing that feedback.
Right.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, we look for that.
Marissa Rogo from my team does a wonderful job in producing that. And this year we're going to do a little something different. Every other year we do the sculptures, the 26 sculptures that we scatter throughout downtown. This year we're partnering with a Montreal-based firm called Krios.
Ooh.
And what they're doing is they're going to bring an exhibit called Mi Casa, Su Casa, which is right now at Lincoln Center. And there they are 8 portable swings. Right, that'll be here for 5 weeks. And what they are, they're actually shaped. The swings are embedded in a frame that looks like a house.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, you would love it. You would absolutely love it.
I can't wait. When are they coming?
So August through the first part of September.
Okay.
And it's family friendly. It's going to be at Columbus Park, right on Main Street in Columbus Park in Stanford downtown. And we're going to really start talking about it very soon. And we hope maybe you'll do a show from that. That would be tremendous.
I mean, you should definitely be on my show, bar anything. That would be amazing.
I would love that if you would.
Absolutely.
If you would have me.
Have your people call my people.
I can do that.
Which is basically just you texting me.
Yeah,
that's how that works.
No, come on. Make it sound like I have people.
No, you have people. I don't. I am here. Well, I have Eric, who's back at the studio. So I'll have you guys chat it out. It's
going to
be amazing. And make sure you check out the website, stanford-downtown.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
I always blow it with the .coms, .org, .nets, but it was a .com.
.com?
It was a .com.
.com.
We had
absolutely
the .com.
We got
today.
That one right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, we got that one today.
We look forward to seeing everyone at Latham Park this Saturday and in downtown this summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It definitely is. And I can't wait for those art installations. That sounds incredible. I may not like Canadian hockey teams, but I'm liking this.
Oh, you're
going to
love this. You're gonna,
I'm
bring
a
your,
fan.
Bring your family.
Oh,
bring your family.
Oh, we will. We'll be checking out all the swings. It's going to be amazing. And again, Michael Moore, I want to thank you for what you do, president of Stanford Downtown.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate your entire team, honestly, for everything you do
it's
for Stanford.
It's a great team. It's
really.
A great team.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Melissa.
Of course. We're going to be right back. You are listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour right here at Elm Street Diner in Stanford.